I sat down with Lisa Simpson-Lutz, executive director at the Museum Center in Cleveland, Tennessee, and she says Cherokee Family Day will be a great event for families or people without families. Their guest host, Tamara Hicks, will be there teaching different activities and giving some Cherokee history for the visitors. Hicks is from Chattanooga and is of Cherokee ancestry and is very knowledgeable of the culture.
Well, what we're doing is we're having two different events on the family day. In the morning, we're going to have Tamara Hicks is going to be there for both events. In the morning, you can sign up to learn about Cherokee food. And in the afternoon, if you want, you can come and learn and make a Cherokee medicine bag. So they're two different events. They're family-oriented. Both adults and children can participate. So if you have kids, you can come. But if you don't have any children, you can still come and learn. So it's for everybody, all from 80 to 8.
I thought the making of Cherokee medicine bags seemed interesting, and I asked Lisa how would one go about trying to make one at an event like this, and she says Hicks makes it very simple to do.
Well, what she said was she's going to have a kit, and it will be, so it's sort of pre-made for you. You don't have to have a lot of sewing skills. In fact, it's very, very simple to make. She showed me how it's done, and after it's done, it's small, so you can wear it around your neck, and that's very similar to what the Cherokee or other Native American tribes did. And when you go home, you'll have your own little medicine bag to put your cherished treasures in, which is what they did.
Some of the history that Hicks will go into will be the struggle of the Trail of Tears. The Trail of Tears was the relocation of Native Americans in the southeastern part of the United States that left many dead. Lisa says one of the activities at the event will be Cherokee cooking. She says the taste of the food will be very different than what we're used to, and this is partly because of how the food is prepared in order to preserve it.
Well, obviously, I think the taste is going to be very different. You know, we have very different tastes that we're used to than, I would think, than the Cherokee food. Fry bread is probably the closest thing to something that we're used to having, because that's sort of more like our donut in a way. But some of the other foods that you'll be eating, I think the corn soup is something that people will like. The hickory nut soup, maybe not so much. It's very bland. But I think that when you come to the food demonstration and you do get to taste everything and you do get to go home and have the recipes, it's more about learning about, you know, why did they make the things they did. And a lot of it was to keep it for long periods of time over the winter. When it was cold, and then, you know, what they had on hand, what they could grow, what they could keep. So it's a real learning experience. And she's going to make everything right there. Some of it she has to make in advance, but most of it she's going to make right there, and you're going to get to taste it.
Lisa says the museum is hosting this event because of their exhibit of Cherokee art. Lisa hopes people will have an expanded learning experience by having Cherokee Family Day tied into their current art selection.
You know, the reason we're doing this, of course, is because we have an exhibit on Cherokee art. And I'm not sure you realize that. You do know that, don't you? No, it seems like you don't know that. Yeah, we have an exhibit of Cherokee art up right now. And so when people come for an additional charge, they can come and see the exhibit at the same time if they want to fit that into this very busy day. They can also do that as well. We have an exhibit called Generations, Cherokee Language Through Art, and it's an exhibit from the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma, and it's about their Cherokee language, and they have interpreted it through art. So that's why we're doing these programs on food and the medicine bag, to sort of enhance that experience, enhance the learning experience to go with the exhibit. We like to do that every time we have an art exhibit or a history exhibit. We want to do programming around it to enhance your learning experience.
Lisa says she's very interested in the Cherokee culture and believes a lot of other people are as well. She says this event will be a great way to learn more about it in a museum that has excellent air conditioning.
Bradley County, it was all Cherokee originally, and as was Hamilton. We are always standing on Cherokee homeland when we walk around. And whenever I walk around my neighborhood, when I take the dogs out, and I live out in the country, I always think about that. We are walking on Cherokee land that, unfortunately, we had took from them. And so I'm always mindful of it. So I try to learn as much as I can about Cherokee culture because I think I'm really interested in it. I think a lot of people are interested in Cherokee culture, and this is a great way to learn more about that culture on a fun Saturday inside where it's nice and cool. We have wonderful air conditioning in our museum.
Lisa says it's important for people to make a reservation to attend by Friday, August the 12th, and they can do that by calling 423-339-5745 for more information, or visit their physical location at 200 Emmons Street East in Cleveland, Tennessee. For Around and About, I'm Bobby Sullivan.